Organize Me Radio, episode 77, Organize.Supply. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the founder of Organize.Supply. Please welcome Sean McElroy. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Naima. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for being here, and I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about Organize.Supply. Can you tell us, what is it? What is Organize.Supply?
Yeah, so Organize.Supply really is a supply chain management solution for professional organizers to be able to shop multiple storefronts all at once. Think of it like a giant shopping mall. And instead of going to each individual store, you just go to the information desk and say, I need this. And every storefront comes out with their own product line straight to you, right on your screen.
Why did you find the need to create Organize.Supply?
Yeah, so my wife is actually a professional organizer herself, and I manage her books. And one day I was going through her books, I literally found 89 miles of driving in a single day without even having a client on the books. And I asked her about it. I'm like, what were you doing all day? And she goes, I was driving from store to store trying to find bins. I'm like, you can't find bins? Like, that seems dumb. But in all reality, I looked back over the books and it was, you know, 120 miles, even with clients on the books, 150 miles. And all that mileage adds up into gas. Gas adds up into dollars. And, you know, especially in the economy we're in today. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way than driving from store to store. And so I started compiling all the different stores that she shopped at into a data bank inside Microsoft Excel, started looking at it. And I thought back to my childhood. I had actually started an early on affiliate marketing site, special edition Monopoly games. It's gone. It's no longer there. But meanwhile, the concept prevailed. Like, what if there was a niche site utilizing affiliate marketing to bring products straight to the hands of the organizers that need them? Because marketing and supply chain management go hand in hand with one another. When one business markets to a customer, they're promoting the products, but they're promoting the products that a person needs, that business needs. And in turn, supply chain management is literally shopping for the products that you need. And so the two worlds definitely collide, and we're just that intermingling point that makes it relatively easy and, you know, quick and easy and efficient for somebody to shop on.
It's so funny that you mentioned your wife was taking time, like driving from store to store, trying to find products, because I think a lot of professional organizers can relate with that, whether it's driving from store to store, or if it is, you know, scouring the internet, trying to find product for your clients. I mean, I think for me, I've spent hours on the internet just trying to find things for one client, you know? So it really is a thing, and it's an issue. And I think it's good that we now have, like, you're solving a problem in the organizing industry. So I think that's great.
You know, and it's funny that you mentioned it as an industry, Naima, because according to OSHA, who manages the standard industry classification, as well as the NAICS codes, managed by the Census Bureau, professional organizing has yet to actually be recognized as an official industry, which is a problem. And big business has ignored it for too long. And even as you look at the NAICS code, they actually did recognize it in 2022 under a code of 815990, which is personal services not elsewhere classified. And one of our biggest back-end goals is getting organization recognized actually as an aspect of either interior design or therapy services, which I'm sure you recognize is both. But, you know, the same category is used for babysitters, for live-in nannies, and things of that nature. And it just doesn't It's going to continue to be ignored until it is recognized.
That's so interesting because the industry is growing rapidly. Like there are new organizers, it seems, every day. It's a lot. I've been in the business for 11 years now, and it's a lot bigger than it was when I started. But even so, when I started, there were still a lot of organizers when I started, you know? So it's crazy that it's not recognized
Over
as an
100,000
actual
and growing.
industry, you know? That's so interesting. Can you tell me what is your professional background that caused you to be
A little bit of everything.
here?
I spent 15 years as a culinary artist and chef, and my eyes got too bad to continue with the profession anymore. And I bounced around from industry to industry, everything from manufacturing and retail management, and ultimately wound up with Dun & Bradstreet. And spent several years with them, actually not only tackling it from a small business financial perspective, but also from a data perspective. And that's where I first really started diving into data management as a whole, which is more or less what organized net supply is a giant database. But ultimately, I was with them throughout the supply chain crisis back at during COVID, and a lot of it had a lot of the back end things that I was working on was stemmed directly around that. From the supply risk management perspective, working with them to try to develop a solution for small retailers and e-tailers to use, something for wholesalers to use, something for manufacturers to use, and the reality that I came up with, they're still working on developing even 3 years after I've gone.
Wow.
But it is a solution that is geared towards all of them all at once, because the fact of the matter is everything that we do is globally interconnected with one another. You buying that cube system for your client is going to impact a worker in overseas in Vietnam and China, or maybe both, depending on where the screws came from. And it's the reality that we're all globally interconnected. And my foremost principle is operating with love, whether it be love for people, whether it be love for a product, whether it be love for humanity, whatever it may be. Operate with love, and you can do no wrong. And so that's where I kind of my background came into all this, and it's just been a matter of being in the right place at the right time.
Gotcha. So tell us, how does organize.supply work? How does the website work?
Essentially, you log on. I have put literally every last product right on the homepage. And you start out, theoretically, you start your journey. A lot of organizers I've noticed through my analytics have tried browsing it. You don't browse this thing, you go there for a purpose. In the top left corner, you'll see a filter that says, "What are you trying to organize?" That is literally the question on the table. What are you trying to organize? Are you trying to organize arts and crafts? Are you trying to organize paperwork? Are you trying to organize school supplies? And some of those categories are coming soon. So don't get me wrong, there's a lot of tags for me to apply, and because everything has multiple functions. For instance, is this a coffee cup or is it a pen holder? So there's infinite solutions there by starting from the base problem. Meanwhile, the second question that's built into that same filter is, where are we trying to organize it? Are we trying to organize it in a cabinet? Are we trying to organize it on a shelf? Are we trying to organize it in a drawer? And then it gets into the nitty-gritty of things. Meanwhile, some of the other filter that we've put into play there, right next to it, is, what room are we standing in? Are we standing in a dining room? Are we trying to organize a meal even inside a dining room? Organizing a meal inside a dining room is going to be a little bit different than organizing a meal in a kitchen. What do you need to organize a meal in a kitchen? Well, probably maybe a lazy Susan in the center of the table. Well, in a dining room, you might actually have a full buffet, or sideboard. And so from that, we get into the actual product feature. We then answer the questions of what is my price range? What is the height of the space that I have to work with? Maybe you're working with a shelf that is sitting at 52 inches and you can't go above that. Or maybe you want to even leave a buffer for a bottle of vino, and only want to go upwards of 40 inches with whatever that is, might be. And what's the width? What's the depth? We are working towards adding in materials. It's been a little bit tough getting some of that information from some of the ad partners that we have, some of the suppliers that we have on there. Just because they're coming to realize as these questions get posed to them, they don't even know. Sometimes, is this truly wood, or is this a press board type material that is 80% sawdust and 20% glue? So we're working on getting some of those things in there, as well as getting color in there, to provide for more an aesthetic feel, to some of the spaces that we work in. Color is probably the least important of them, because your guys' goal is getting them organized. It's not always pretty, but it needs to get done.
Right,
So.
yeah. So, I definitely think it could be a mixture of both, Some are just aesthetic organizers, and in some it's just, solving the problem for the client, decluttering, creating a system, getting them organized. So, it sounds like you're able to figure out what the dimensions are, of the space, and then type the dimensions into the website. Is that correct to search?
We run on slide bars for now, because quite frankly, I'm not a coder. And a lot of those things do require coding, various coding elements. And just to get the search functionality up and running, for a user to type in a search was daunting for me. I probably watched the same 15-minute YouTube video 8 times over just to figure it out. So it does run on a slide bar system. It does work on every last computer I've used it on, and meanwhile, I'm getting reports though that it doesn't work on all cell phones,
Okay.
but it does work on tablets. So if you're running on your phone and it's not working, sorry in advance. I don't know how to fix it.
I mean, but it's still new, right? It's still
Exactly.
new. Yeah. So, of course,
Exactly.
there'll be some kinks that you
Yeah,
have to
we're.
work out.
Exactly. We've been live for a total of 55 days
Wow.
now.
Wow. Okay. So, we're catching you at the very beginning, at the very beginning.
Exactly.
So what types of product are on the website? So, for example, a closet. I specialize in closet design. And in your closet, there are so many different things like your accessories, your shoes, your short hanging, long hanging, things of that nature. You can look for maybe shoe storage, shelf dividers, bins, baskets, but also a closet system. Do you offer things like that, like maybe freestanding systems or some sort of shelving systems as well?
Yeah, we do. We offer a lot of different things on that line, along those lines. In fact, we just added the Container Stores Alpha series in as of late last week. Meanwhile, you'll find everything from, freestanding fixtures. We've got those segmented out separate from the items that you would utilize on a shelf. So, for instance, and meanwhile, you look at my shoe organizers, if you pull those up, you'll see that I have freestanding fixtures that are designed for entryways. We have over-the-door hanging systems for, behind closet doors, to all the way into the Alpha series of they're the mesh rack systems that you put into the Alpha system as a whole that are designed for shoes as well. So you'll find a number of different things on there. And meanwhile, you'll find things. I actually had an email come back from a organizer last week. He's like, the gentleman was like, why do you have desk organizers inside a or drawer organizers inside of barware? And I'm like, because you can easily use those inside a bar. All you do is flip the problem on its head. Let's go ahead and stick, where you would normally put your post-it notes, let's put coasters in there. And meanwhile, where you would normally put your pens and pencils, let's go ahead and put either straws or maybe even utilize it for speed pours for liquor bottles. And it becomes a matter of utilizing things creatively. Does it matter what it really doesn't matter at the end of the day what something is used for? It doesn't matter what it's supposed to do. It matters what it can do.
I think that's a good point. Because a lot of times you can think outside the box when it comes to storage. For example, I saw a picture of angled shoe shelving for wine storage, and I was like,
That's
that
brilliant.
actually works because it's pretty, because it has like a little kind of ledge on there, and it's like, okay, I never thought about that. But I think that that's great because a lot of times, people might be looking for something specific for a certain item, and then if they're able to search and they see, something that's out of the ordinary, like, oh, that can work for this, So I think that's great. What is the best way for a person to get the most out of this website?
So the big thing is understanding those filters. Understand those filters at the top. Understand that what you see on your screen might not be the most traditional solution, but it's a solution no less. And if you've got your filters coded in there correctly, you should have no problem finding exactly what you need every single time. As of right now, we've got 4,000 products on there, and I literally have over 500,000 products backlog that I still need to load into this database. So the other thing is sign up, become a member. You do not have to ever become a member, but one of the nice things is that you get my direct email address when you become a member. You get an account manager assigned to your business that is there. Hey, do you have anything that would work for this? And you can send me a picture, send me a screenshot of whatever you're working with, and we'll work on that on the back end and then email it to you. And the expedite product being loaded onto that website specific to your needs. The nice thing with that, we actually just had our first customer use that function just last Friday. And she was able to get it turned around to her customer on Saturday, and she is installing the solution tomorrow. So it works just not as quickly as the search. But the nice thing with that is, like I said, I've got 500,000 products. Not everything's up there yet. Like I said earlier in the show, we are just 55 days into operations and still growing, and a lot of work to be done. The other thing is that by becoming a member, you do also gain access to our suppliers list. So you can actually go and browse their sites directly. And we've actually got direct links not only into their coupon codes, but also into their trade programs, into their wholesale programs. Those trade programs are hugely beneficial to professional organizers because of the fact that you can sit down and you can negotiate terms with them. Hey, I need this to be paid when paid. My customer can't pay me until 2 weeks from now. Can you work on these terms with me? And some might say yes, some might say no. I'm not speaking for any of them directly, but the nice thing is that those things are there exclusively to our members. We are also working on bringing a design tool, which will be also be available exclusively to members here in the near future. And that way you can lay out your space before you actually do it. Don't get me wrong, we're still months out from completing that project. But I hope to have that in order before the ICD conference coming up in September.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so then is there a way for organizers to separate their jobs, like create lists, create shopping lists, or separate things per client or per job?
It's coming soon.
Okay.
I am actually working with Wix, our web hosting company, to buy more data space. for that functionality because I'm limited to just 10,000 lines of product right now in my service. And in turn, every time an organizer adds something to their own list, that takes away from one more product that we can have out there. But we are working on a solution for that for the long term. And we hope to even make those as to where they can organize it by client and kind of operate from a perspective of not even just the organizer chooses the product, but the organizer chooses what type of product they need to have, plugs in the dimensions, plugs in the filtered dimensions, and allows the customer to actually choose, okay, you need three containers that cannot exceed 12 inches in height and 4 inches in the diameter for your kitchen counter. Pick them. And it only shows the customer, doesn't give the customer the ability to modify the filters in any way, shape, or form because we know how some of them shop. But the bigger factor becomes, okay, this is exactly what I need. What's the right fit for me? And allows an even greater customization solution for the home. And creates that shopping list where both the organizer, the shopper, or the client, and meanwhile the store gets to see exactly what the customer needs in advance.
So why do you think the organizer should utilize your website rather than going directly to the retailer?
Well, what happens when that retailer is out of stock on something? Do you want to, right now I'm talking to you from Greensboro, North Carolina. The closest container store we have to us is Raleigh, North Carolina. About 60 miles away and about an hour 15 minute drive. The next closest container to us is Charlotte in the opposite direction and about 90 minutes away. About 2 hours worth of drive time right in between. Now, does that prevent you from going onto their website and finding, exactly what you need in advance, double checking to make sure it's in stock beforehand? No. By no means. If you want to do that, by all means. Meanwhile, though, where is the closest Rebuy store? Rebuy is one of our ad partners specifically for shelving. If they've got exactly what you need, Rebuy, the closest Rebuy store to us right here in Greensboro, North Carolina, is Ventura, California.
Oh, wow.
You're going to find suppliers on there that you never heard of. But the big thing with us is we've gone through the process. We actually went through a process of vetting each one to double check and make sure their return policy is in order. And we guarantee that each supplier on there has at least a 7-day return policy at a bare minimum. We gold for 30. I think only two of them do not adhere to that 30-day minimum, but some of them were good enough product lines as to, we saw enough value in their product lines to say, at fine. You know what? 7 days is more than enough for somebody to open up a package and figure it out whether or not they need it or not in one of these situations. The other thing is that we also mandated that they have the ability to get their products to the United States within 30 day, within 7 days. Anywhere within the US, 7 to 15 business days at a bare minimum. If they exceeded 15 days in any portion of the country, we said no. We're not having you here. If you bet at least that 7-day standard, totally fine. 1 week for delivery could be perfectly adequate to get from as far as Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Miami, even by ground. Now, the other big thing is that we went through also a financial vetting process as well to ensure that these companies are stable enough to support additional business coming in from the professional organizing community, because one of the things that we saw that some businesses were too new or too young, too immature financially to handle that sort of rapid growth. And we wanted to ensure their stability. And so some of the things that we have on there, I think our youngest merchant on there is actually a she does extended the extra long hangers, and the bar actually comes up from the to take care of dresses and things of that nature. That's all they do. And she got started in 2017. So I think that is our actual youngest company out there. We don't have these fly-by-nights from overseas that are taking, 4 to 6 weeks to ship their products overseas, over across the Pacific Ocean on there. So you'll find products on there that you may have never seen. And my wife always says, you don't know what you don't know. You might have this idea in your head of exactly what you want, but it's not always what you need. And you don't know until you find that experience. And that's exactly what we've got here, is we're taking the best from every walk of life, from every storefront that we can, that has proven themselves as a valid retailer. To make sure, that return policy thing also. We had to say nip it in the bud. Because some of these companies out there now make you go through an approval process before you return products to them. And we said, no, you're not sitting there asking questions. If you need an email from somebody to generate a shipping label for a return label, fine. Whatever. That can be that. But if you need to go through an approval process, if there's actually an approval process in place, no. We're not having you up there either, because we want this is already an ordeal for the organizer's client. It's tough enough for them to get past the shame and the judgment that they often feel in going through this process by itself. They don't need additional people sticking their noses where they don't.
Gotcha. Okay, so you mentioned registering on organize.supply. What is that process like to sign up?
It is literally a matter of plugging in an email address, your name, the company that you represent, and setting a password.
Okay, so that's simple.
That's
So you're not having to fill out like a
it.
whole sign your life away or put in your hobbies or your birth date or
No, because you know what? You're coming to us from a professional perspective. And the reality is that we're going to get to know your business. We see those customized domain names on there. We go and visit them every day. We never sell anybody's data anywhere. It's going to be on your own accord if you choose to share it with any of your ad partners or anything like that. Meanwhile, it just boils down to understanding your business, your shopping trends. We do have some back-end algorithms that tie your purchases back to you. To understand what you're buying and what your clients need. Do we utilize that in any way, shape, or form? No, because your client is always going to be different. Every person is their own unique individual, and we recognize that fact. We don't need to know your hobbies or interests because you're a professional organizer. You have an active interest in your client because your clients are your livelihood.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's what we care about, is you and your business and your client and making sure that you have what you need to be successful.
Okay. All right. So I gotta know, you are, your entire website is about product. What are some of your favorite organizing products?
Oh man, some of my favorites I can't talk about just yet because I am working on deals with those companies. But some of my favorites would have to be, that's a tough one for me to answer because I'm not the organizer. I'm not an organizer by any stretch of the imagination. You see what's behind me. It is a giant cluster of stuff.
But what about, so I imagine your wife probably does most of the organizing around the house and she's a professional organizer. Is there something that she's done around the home that you really love?
As a whole, yes, I have to say probably my favorite thing is actually the M Design has come out with a Omni tier stacking rack. We used to, my mother was huge on the expandable three tier shelves, for spices. And I thought that was the dumbest thing ever because you just wasted all that vertical space stepping up to that to the back. But MDesign has taken it to a new level as to where they actually have an adjustable mounting system that goes onto any shelf that you can customize up and down depending on what your needs are for your cabinets. I think that is probably my favorite as a former culinary artist, because now you can actually really just jam all that down into one vertical space without having to buy additional shelving. You know, and meanwhile, my favorite organizing product is still the classic screw into the wall. Hang it up. If it's got a hook, hang it up.
Got it. Okay, great. So final question. Can you tell us what is your greatest professional achievement?
My greatest professional achievement was probably reimagining the business cycle to Dun & Bradstreet. And the reason for that was, you know, quite frankly, the business cycle as a whole is literally coming to scale from a perspective of capital management to acquiring customers to risk management to supply chain management. And when you've maxed out your customer base, you've maxed out your supply chain, you've optimized your risk, then it's time to scale again, get more capital. And the reality is that as one of the oldest companies in the world, at just shy of 200, or oldest companies in the US, pardon me for that matter, they had lost track of that somehow. And by getting them to reinvigorate that allowed them to move forward with understanding that it's time for us to reintroduce something new from the supply chain scale. And meanwhile, I'm proud to say that despite the fact that I no longer work for them, nor do I represent their views, from the best of my understanding, they are still pursuing that and trying to reinvigorate the economy. And that's exactly what I strive to do, is reinvigorating our economy and reinvigorating our society. And while I'll never receive any recognition for it, I don't care. Still an achievement, no less.
I love it. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show with us. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you and about Organized.Supply?
You know, I keep myself as a pretty private person as a whole. You're not going to find much information out there on me. don't try looking too hard. You know, and meanwhile, for more information on Organized.Supply, you can log on to that website. We've been saying it the whole episode. Organize.supply. That .supply is a domain extension that just like .com now. And you'll see more and more of those dot everythings popping up left and right in the near future as the .coms have become exhausted from simple terms. But just type in organize.supply in your browser and you'll find us. Naima, it's been great being here. Thank you for having me, truly.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Equally so.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.